Blog Talk Amen. Radio.
Welcome again. God bless you to Blog Talk Radio. Those who are viewing, amen. We are also on Facebook as well as on the internet radio, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We thank God for you being with us again, wherever you might be. And talking about Jesus is our personal Savior. He's our personal Savior, coming from the book of Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to John. Amen. We also will be looking at, amen, the book of 1 Thessalonians. Amen. The 5th chapter. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, as well as 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter. Amen. The book of the according to John is a book written during a time when there was a lot of mixing of religious faith. Amen. The Gnosticism, amen, during that time, amen, is a word that religion and philosophy movement that attempted during the first century of the Christian era. It was an effort to join Oriental mysticism, amen, and Greek philosophy together. Amen. They call it heretism. Amen. But it was a lot of mixing of belief that tried to come in among the Christian faith. Now, you know, Jesus said that, according to John, the 15th chapter, and we find it, we're going to take it up just a part here, 15th chapter of John, amen, and we're going to begin with the 10th verse. He said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You notice, amen, Jesus obeyed his Father. He just didn't go out on his own because he knew where the source is. Once you know where the source, the power, and the benefit is, amen, it's easy, amen, to follow a line of benefits. 11 verse, and these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, that your love may be full. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does it, but I call you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have known unto you. Amen. Jesus is our friend. Friends love each other. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. God loved us, he cared for us so, amen, that he gave his Son, and his Son gave his life. Now, Jesus has brought for us a time of mercy. He had brought a time for us of rest. He had brought God unmerited condition. We have favor with God because of Jesus. Jesus paid everything for us. Amen. You wonder why? I say, well, I didn't do anything. I didn't know anything. But if we begin to live this life, and you begin to why materialism now is going down. Amen. The devil brought materialism. He did it in the book of Matthews. Amen. When he came to Jesus, amen, and tempted him, amen, as well as when he was kicked out, evicted out of heaven. He came down here, amen, was picking up gold and silver and diamonds. Amen. He was involved in materialism. That teaching of materialism now is being effective and is departing from people's lives because now they want to know what is the true happiness, what is the true love. Amen. Because they always were looking at something. Amen. What we see down here is temporary. What we really are, what we really about, amen. Like I was explaining to a man dealing with a mysticism and all kind of false religion. I say I'm involved in the third heaven, not this heaven down here, and not this earth down here. Because these things are passing. They are passing. Storm make them pass. Earthquakes gonna make them pass. Riots gonna make them pass. Sickness gonna make them pass. So God, He empowered Christian. Amen. In Mark 16, you say, these are the signs to follow those that believe. How you gonna believe? Because you have a hit, you have to understand Christians is about knowledge. Once you accept God, that's come through information. Information that, amen, if you ever built in computers, amen, we started our computers and used to take them apart, tear them down, put them together, the hard drive and the memory boards. Amen. You can get a shell, just like a car. Amen. You take the engine out of the car, amen, put another engine in the car. Amen. People can't see the engine, but they see the outside of the car. Amen. Those that involve in racing and driving a lot, amen. But the average normal person, he know he's got a car that starts up and takes off good. If the engine go bad, need to be repaired, tires on it, it's the same car. Amen. What God does, God takes out the old man, amen, by knowledge. But He takes out the old spirit and give you a new spirit, amen, the inner man. So we have a new man on the inside that feel confident with God now after we accept Him. And we accept Him by knowledge. We accepted Him by when He died on the cross. So what the cross is about? He died on the cross because He knew we did not understand what the world was about until people start telling you about, amen, it's not your fault. Things of this world, death, sickness, and disease, it came from the enemy. It came from the devil. And all these things are going to pass away. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, you're going to understand more and more because of your relationship with Him. Everybody have a friend. They built their relationship with a person. And you find out the friend that you have, amen, they give you things. You don't have to pay for it. They feel insulted. I want you to have this because, you know, we're like, and you say, well, I'm going to pay for you. Wait a minute now. I'm doing this because I like you. Amen. And we get more and more conversations, the more and more about information about each other, you become friends. Amen. Because friends look out for each other. Amen. Jesus said, he's closer than a brother. Amen. Amen. So friends, God loved you so much that Jesus said, I want you to be my friend now. Amen. A servant, I just come in and tell you, you know how you go on your job or you go places and they give you direction. You got to do this today. This is the work order. Amen. This is what you got to do. Amen. But you don't know what's going to happen next week. They might change things. But a friend will let you know, okay, we're going this way from 4 or 5 different months from now. And I'm going to let you every little step. I'm going to give you inside information on it. Amen. Because He loves you. God loved us so much that He given us, amen, a space to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going on. Nobody didn't tell me. Amen. So give me a second chance. And Jesus said, okay, I'm going to give you a second chance. You just follow my instruction. That's what you call grace. It's favor with God through Jesus Christ. You cannot get favor with God. You cannot go to heaven. Amen. You cannot be God's friend until you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can fast and kill yourself. You can give all kind of money. You can get all kind of education. Amen. Paul said, you can give your body to be burned. Amen. But without love, without unfavored mercy from God, you are nothing. It's nothing to God. It's a slap in the face. If you try to make God accept you for what you want to do, amen, if you don't do it through Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross. His son gave his life. Now, what you going to try to overdo all his life? Amen. And bypass Jesus. It's never going to happen. Amen. Because it's not but one way. So it's best if you're going to go 95, take 95. Drive on the right side of the road. If you want to go north or go left, drive on the instruction. If you want to go to heaven, drive on God's instruction. Those that always get wrecked and knocked around and feel it hard to go, and hard, they try to make their own way. It's not going to happen. We're not with God. Jesus paid all you can pay. A sick man can get saved. Amen. A man with no education can get saved. Amen. A child, abortion, whatever, all of them can get saved if they accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. That's why it's so easy to get saved. People are going to say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know all of this, but now, Lord, forgive me. Accept me as your Lord and Savior. Then once you get baptized in water, amen, your whole natural body and spirit be buried to the old person, and you come up into a new person spiritually. But you still have the same old two arms, two legs, but everything begin to move on the inside. That lets you know, is a symbol to let you know, now you don't have to use your hands, your feet, your mouth to the old way of life. And that's when that's why you have so many Bibles, you have churches, you have videos and songs, because now it's about education. It's about education now. You have a spiritual man, and you got to learn how to treat the spiritual man, but it can grow. Just like a baby. A baby come into life, amen, then you got to teach the baby, talk with the baby, feed the baby, give them clothes, and they begin to grow. And that's a relationship. Amen. Then you become to understand that Jesus is your friend. And he really is for you. Because the more you know about him, the closer you get to know him, amen, the stronger you understand about life. Amen. You know how to pray better. You can pray honestly. You know, when you call a friend and talk to a friend, y'all can just talk about anything and don't be offended. Amen. I always think about it. I can be dumb. My friend, no, I'm being dumb at this time. Amen. You can let your hair down. Take your hair off. Amen. Round your fin, they laugh. Say, oh, yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about. You acting like you're dumb. Now, I know what you're talking about. You know, you can just be relaxed. Amen. Right, a friend. Amen. Because Jesus said, now, a friend knows. He picked the apostles. And he said, I pick you. You don't pick me. If anybody come to Christ, the Holy Spirit knows that those that are true and those that are not. Simon the sorcerer, he was involved with tricking people. Amen. He put sorcery on them. Amen. Tricked their minds. And this is what you have to be careful about, this end time world religion. Now, people are mixing up religion, philosophies, old Greek religion, Old Testament ceremonies, and trying to mix it in, amen, with this new walk with God. Paul said, all those things are gone now. It's dead to me because of what? I've been born again. Oh, that's gone. I don't need that no more. Jesus did everything for me. Amen. You know, there's a lot of movement coming. I said, well, Bishop, if you don't, if Exodus 31 and 12 and 16, they're not reading and studying. They say, well, you know what? Amen. You know, we have to keep the commandments of God. I said, that's right. He said, well, don't you know on Saturdays you're supposed to don't do nothing on Saturdays. You're not supposed to work. You're not supposed to do all of this. I said, well, now let's look at it very closely. Amen. God created, amen, the seventh day for the man to rest his body. Amen. God didn't back off of him. Jesus rest. That rest was physically. That was physical work. Amen. Because in the Exodus, say, if a man do in the work, amen, anything on that Saturday, he's supposed to be put to death. How many people be put to death today because they have to work? Emergency people got to work. And there were essential workers have to work. Amen. So it's not about a spiritual death. Amen. It's about you got to rest. We all of us look for a day to take a break. Isn't that right? 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Amen. So that wasn't about, amen, not worshiping God or being with God. It's about the man himself got to rest himself. Amen. Don't burn yourself out. You can't work 7 days a week, 24 hours. The body won't take it. The body won't. I done tried it. It won't take it. Amen. The most I can say for three days straight. After that, I can't feel my hands getting numb and be like a piece of ice. Amen. The body starts shutting down. Amen. So it wasn't about, amen, a law of God for religion. Amen. By being worshiping him on the seventh day, it's about for man to rest his body. Amen. Because he said if we find anybody doing any work, amen. Sometimes if you're in a job, you might have to come in on that shift on Saturday. Amen. So it wasn't about that. It was about man taking a rest from his best, from his body. Amen. And Jesus said, I am the Sabbath. Amen. I am your rest. Amen. Spiritually. Amen. So when we come to God, it's easy. When people bring up all these obstacles, you got to be saved. You can't do this. You got to do, ain't nothing you're supposed to do. You accept him as your Lord and Savior in your heart and believe that God, amen, and Jesus died on the cross for all the mistakes you have made, all the errors you have made. And now you got to learn through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, which is your helper. He is your guider and he is your teacher. Amen. Right now, amen, the Holy Spirit, he helps you, he guides you, he teaches you when we don't have no servant in the building. But you can have your personal service at home. How many of them had a song come up in your mind? Amen. A spiritual song or scripture. Amen. That's the Spirit of God letting you know I'm with you. Jesus said, I'm with you always. Amen. That means more than any money that you could ever get. Amen. When you're not in the church, you're somewhere in the Holy Spirit, he's a comforter. He'll come up and give you a song. And when everybody is falling to pieces, you feel all right. And they say, oh, what's wrong with you? Well, we were at work, every time I used to come to work, amen, they had to have something to argue with or worry about do the day won't go right. Amen. And they wonder why you ain't doing that. And wonder that's when you can walk upright and testify. If they ask you, that they know you're a Christian. You don't have to say you're a Christian. They know how you act. Amen. What you say and how you do. Amen. They know, amen, you should understand you might make a mistake every now and then. And that's why you tell the Lord, forgive me. Amen. That's why Paul said when grace abound, when sin abound, amen, when you make a mistake, 1 John 1:9, you should just confess your mistakes. And he is faithful and just to forgive you of your mistake. Because the enemy always looking to find a way to get you to fall. Paul said, God has not given us. Notice that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear not of God. So the enemy trying to give you fear. He trying to get you have discouragement. That don't come from God. Amen. God has a positive spirit, powerful spirit. We have overcome them, 1 John said. We have overcome them already. You don't overcome all of that already. Amen. You have overcome fear and jealousy and strife and worration already when you came to Christ. Amen. If not, you would have never made it. Amen. Some can't, they be falling all over themselves because those spirits be trying to hold them back. Jealousy, strife. Well, ration be, they're spirits, and they're subject to this body, and they're subject to this world. But when you've been born again, the 5th chapter of Romans says, and the 6th chapter of Romans say, now you no more slave to those things. You don't have to use your hands, amen, to things that you don't have to. That's why now it's down to once you come into Christ, amen. That's why all the young people are going to college. Or if you get regardless of whatever job you get in, amen, you have an orientation on those jobs. Amen. These are the rules and regulations, what we do here. Amen. Well, I did it across town in Egypt, and we did this way. So hold on, sir. Well, I understand. But we have instruction and guidelines. This is what our contract. Amen. When I was working with Platt Whitney, amen, we was a security guard. Amen. We all sit around. Amen. They wouldn't allow us to have no guns or nothing. But we was out there in high security, amen, building them aircraft plants and stuff, and walk around and they say, you know, this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. Amen. I look for certain things. Amen. People come trying to dig. I say, hold on, let me see your badge. Let me see your badge. Trying to get in these different departments and different things. Even though I know about certain things, they say, no, I want you, we got to watch these things here. Amen. Because people, what, they got spies. They got people come in. Amen. So every job, even though it might be the same security, but there are different type of areas, different type of, that's why I say every ministry is different. Amen. You can't say, well, this ministry this way, this ministry. If God calls somebody into the ministry, he know what their talent, their skill, their background is, and this is what he want them to do. Not all of them apostles. Paul said he calls some apostles, some teachers, some pastors. Amen. So not all, everybody in this world is a pastor. Not so. Amen. Not everybody's apostle. Not so. Amen. We're coming up in the 80s. Like everybody want to be a prophet. When I was coming up, everybody's a prophet. Amen. Up in the 90s, everybody now is a bishop. Everybody's a bishop. And after the up in the 90s, going into 2000, everybody's an apostle. People that jump on these things. And this is what John was telling about. Amen. People are trying to mix up things. Amen. There's some out there calling themselves archbishops. Amen. Archapostles. In some states, I talked to some friends in the ministry. They said, yeah, there's some archapostles. And I said, wait a minute. Is that mixed? That's mixing Catholic religion with Pentecostal religion. Isn't that right? Amen. They want them to say they higher than that. Amen. These young things, young people come in, they want to be this, they want to be that. Amen. They just grabbing a title, amen, without having the, amen, the warranty behind it. Amen. My mama could correct me many years ago. Amen. Everybody wrong, right? I want all the gifts, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I want the seven titles. And she'd be driving to pull him up close and say, wait a minute. Oh, hey, listen, you don't want that. Some of those things cost. Apostles, be apostle, it costs you. Amen. What? You have to suffer sometime. Paul had to suffer from his own brethren. His own people did. Amen. All that was persecuted by his own folk. Amen. Amen. Some of the suffering that people go through, you tell them the truth, they don't like you no more. They're all right until you try to say, well, God don't like this. You ain't my daddy. I'm growing myself. I wear the same pants you wear. Amen. No, I'm not saying this is what the Bible says. Yeah, but I'll let God tell me. You know, so what, we're in that age now. Amen. Grace and mercy. God saved us. There's nothing we can do but accept him. You need now a personal relationship that's going to be tested. Is being tested. Amen. If you don't see me, you don't see your brother and sister, now you can call somebody. Jesus said, you should love. Jesus said, I command you. Right? He said, if you want to. No, he said, I command you to love one another. That what that is. How you love, build a relationship with your brother and sister. Everybody coming in got different background, different education. Amen. Different families. So when we come in, we build up a common ground that we love God, we keep his commandments. Amen. But we should have to learn how to look out for our brother, be our brother's keeper, pray for one another. And Jesus told the apostles, listen, I'm commanding you all to love one another. They just didn't walk in. Amen. A chief apostle, Peter, Peter, he had his own mind. He always was over his own business. He had his own brethren. Amen. God had to deal with him straightforward. Amen. Sometime rebuked him. Peter, don't do that. Amen. But Peter stood there and he, like a man, he know he was wrong. He didn't walk away from Jesus. Amen. He know God was correcting him. He know God loved him. And that's why he was the chief apostle. Amen. And Peter them and Paul them, they had discussions. Amen. But they had honest and pure discussions. Amen. When Jesus came and Paul came into town, Peter had the Jews over there by themselves and the Gentiles over here. And Paul said, wait a minute, Peter. And they sat down and talked. Peter said, this is wrong. Disrespect the person. There's a lot of respect to persons going on in God's house. And it shouldn't be. Amen. You got to understand, amen, this is a personal relationship with God. And you don't want to be caught, amen, because of respect to persons. You don't want to be caught because of jealousy. You don't want to be caught because you yourself want to do what you want to do. That's in the devil's doctrine. Amen. So it's about knowledge. Now, when you come into Christ, it's about being in the right teaching. It's slowly being proven out now. Amen. Amen. When people lose their house, their car, their job, their home, and they say, oh, I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to go. Holy Spirit said, I'll tell you what to do. We got to give the Holy Spirit a little bit more credit, brethren, than what you hear and what you see. He's more than what you think he is. He's your guider. He's your keeper. He's your comforter. Amen. With everything else falling around, look at Job. Job loved God. God loved him. Amen. He was the richest man in town. Don't you know when you love God and God love you? Amen. He'll make you rich. He'll make you rich. And he wants you to help other people to get rich. Amen. It's not no selfish thing like Satan. You get kicked out of heaven quick. Amen. Once you get something, mercy and grace, say, help others. Those that love God, they're givers. They want to see other people grow. They love to see people get happy. They love to see people, things happen for them. It makes them feel good. Just like when you go out witnessing, telling people about Christ, you feel good on the inside. You get warmed up on it. You feel good that's talking about it because you know you done helped somebody. Amen. Personal Jesus. Make him your personal Jesus. He understands. Amen. He cares for you. He paid for your life. Amen. Be careful of these mixing up religions. Amen. Materialism is not of God. Matthew 6:33 says, all these things, amen, will be added. But first you gotta be personal with God. Personal religion. He's unmerited favor. That's what grace is. So there's nothing you can do to make him, to make God hear you, but live right and keep his commandments. Righteousness is powerful. If you don't think it's powerful, why you think the devil always wants you to do something wrong? Why the devil wants you to do something wrong? Why he wants you to outlive and do outside and we walk away from Christ, walk away from this. He know if he gets you outside and living wrong, you don't have no power. You be helpless. Be like Samson. Samson walked away. He lost his anointing. He lost the power. He went to shake himself and get a shout on. He couldn't feel it because he did something wrong. Delilah had him walk away. The devil wants you to do something wrong, and he don't want you to be educated about the benefits you have in Christ. Amen. Those that are with us at Blog Talk, amen. We thank God for you for being with us. Amen. You can find us on Facebook, those that are listening. Amen. This morning. Amen. God bless you and help you for being with us again. Amen. As we continue on, amen. Grace and mercy is powerful, and God will never leave you. He is our personal Savior. You have to have.
personal relationship.
Amen. Make Jesus, if things start moving, we can't come to the church and building